And now something everybody's talking about here in the Czech Republic. The Czechs are out of Euro 2008 after a humiliating defeat by Turkey. Ian Willoughby has all the details.
Today's sports news is all football after the Czech Republic's scarcely believable exit from the European Championship on Sunday night. The Czechs faced Turkey in a game to decide the second qualifying spot in Group A, and for most of the game looked confident of going through, until, that is, they collapsed completely in the last quarter of an hour, bringing their participation in the tournament to a nightmare end. And it had all started so positively. A trademark headed goal from Jan Koller in the 34th minute, just desserts for Czech dominance. When Jaroslav Plaschil added a second just after the hour mark, the game seemed to be in the bag. But the Turks turned on the pressure and put the Czech Republic on the back foot with the goal in the 75th minute, from which point the Czechs simply went into free fall. Normally reliable goalkeeper Petr Cech made an awful mistake with 3 minutes to go, dropping the ball at the feet of Nihat, who duly equalised. Extra time and possible penalties seemed on the cards, until Nihat added a second brilliant goal in the final minute, and it was good night, the Czech Republic. Tomáš Ujfalusi, standing in as captain in the sharply felt absence of Tomáš Rosický, tried to put a brave face on things after the game.
It wasn't that bad. I'm proud of the team. We played good football, though without any result, obviously. We were close to qualifying, and this has been a disappointment. We did our best and were lacking that bit of luck and energy. It's a pity. We were close to going through, and won't be in that position again with the guys who are retiring.
Among those quitting international football are Jan Koller, with 55 strikes, the all-time greatest Czech goalscorer, Tomáš Kalásek, and possibly Marek Jankulovský. Karel Brückner, who will be 70 next year, is also quitting after 7.5 years as national team manager. Brückner gave his take on the debacle at a post-match news conference.
It was all more or less down to the mistake that allowed them to equalize. The third goal was a collapse. There is no other way to describe it. When you're under pressure, you can't fight back with anti-pressure. You just have to defend. You have to hold the ball, make a few counter-attacks. When you're under pressure, you have to cope with it.
Někdy vás soupeř dá pod tlak a vy ho musíte zvládnout.
Quite. The question now is, who will replace Brückner? Ivan Hašek, many people's preferred choice, has already ruled himself out, as have several other possible contenders. Would the Czech Football Association countenance hiring a foreign national coach for the first time? We shall see, but for now, that's all the sport.